chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell them a hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call to call Alice when she was just small.
Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Read by Gary. Chapter 5. Advice from a Caterpillar. The caterpillar and Alice looked at each other for some time in silence. At last, the caterpillar took the hookah out of its mouth and addressed her in a languid, sleepy voice.
"Who are you?"
said the caterpillar. This was not an encouraging opening for a conversation. Alice replied rather shyly,
I hardly know, sir, but just at present, at least I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I think I must have been changed several times since then.
What do you mean by that? Said the caterpillar sternly. Explain yourself.
I can't explain myself, I'm afraid, sir, said Alice, because I'm not myself, you see.
I don't see, said the caterpillar.
I'm afraid I can't put it more clearly, Alice replied very politely, for I can't understand it myself to begin with, and being so many different sizes in a day, it's very confusing.
It isn't, said the caterpillar.
"Well, perhaps you haven't found it so yet," said Alice. "But when you have to turn into a chrysalis, and you will some day, you know, and then after that into a butterfly, I should think you'll feel it a little queer, won't you?"
"Not a bit," said the caterpillar.
"Well, perhaps your feelings may be different," said Alice. "All I know is it would feel very queer to me."
"You?" said the caterpillar contemptuously. "Who are you?"
Which brought them back again to the beginning of the conversation. And Alice felt a little irritated at the caterpillar's making such very short remarks, and she drew herself up and said very gravely,
"I think you ought to tell me who you are first."
"Why?" said the caterpillar.
Here was another puzzling question, and as Alice could not think of any good reason, and as the caterpillar seemed to be in a very unpleasant state of mind, she turned away.
"Come back," the caterpillar called after her. "I've something important to say."
This sounded promising, certainly, so Alice turned and came back again.
"Keep your temper," said the caterpillar.
"Is that all?"
said Alice, swallowing down her anger as well as she could.
"No,"
said the caterpillar. Alice thought she might as well wait as she had nothing else to do, and perhaps, after all, it might tell her something worth hearing. For some minutes it puffed away without speaking. But at last it unfolded its arms, took the hookah out of its mouth again, and said,
"So you think you've changed, do you?"
"I'm afraid I do, sir," said Alice. "I can't remember things as I used, and I don't keep the same size for 10 minutes together."
"I can't remember what things," said the caterpillar.
"Well, I've tried to say, 'How doth the little busy bee,' but it all came different," Alice repeated in a very melancholy voice.